between the release of Hillary Clinton's emails, new developments today in the scandal at the soccer organization FIFA, and a Justice Department investigation of alleged airline company collusion on airfares, there's been a lot of attention lately to the concept of transparency to help prevent wrongdoing by major organizations.
Those are just from today's headlines. We've heard similar calls for transparency in corporate, government, and even church scandals a lot in recent years. But what does it mean for an organization to be transparent? How can we put this into action? Dennis Collins joins us in the studio. He's professor of management and business ethics at Edgewood College in Madison. His books include Business Ethics, How to Design and Manage Ethical Organizations. Dennis, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
So when we say transparency in this context of an organization, what do we mean?
Transparency is putting a bright light on everything that you do. So it's being absolutely truthful in what you're up to and sharing that truth with other folks. So it's allowing yourself to be exposed to whatever that's going on.
And those other folks could be the public at large, could be government regulators, could be your own employees.
It's everybody. You want to be consistent in what you're doing. And you want to be the same person in dealing with everybody because that's part of transparency.
So what's the benefit? What does an organization get out of it?
Tremendous improved employee morale. Because if you trust me with your financial numbers, that means you respect me. And if you respect me, I'm happy to work with you. And the more truthful you can be with me, then the more I can help you solve the organizational's problems.
Now, I frame this in terms of scandals, and you've written about Enron in the past. You've blogged, I think, about the FIFA, the soccer organization scandals going on. And a lot of people say, be more transparent. You won't have this kind of stuff happen. Is that true? Would this at least help prevent these kind of big scandals?
Ethical organizations tend to be very, very transparent. So the more ethical you are, the better you perform because you're dealing with real data. Otherwise, you're dealing with false numbers and you're dealing with unethical behavior and the bribes that are happening at FIFA and all those kinds of misbehaviors. Unethical people don't want a spotlight put on them.
Well, you make it sound easy and obvious that there are benefits to transparency. So why don't more organizations do it?
For a whole host of reasons. There's a fine line on what you can be transparent about and what you shouldn't be transparent about. For instance, a lot of people tell me confidential information. And confidentiality will outrule transparency because I have an obligation to maintain my confidentiality. So that's on the positive side. Also, a business is very messy. I mean, it's very, very, very hard to run a business. And therefore, things go wrong all the time. And are you willing to be upfront with everybody to say things are going wrong, or do I have to make believe that I'm perfect and nothing goes wrong under my command?
Well, and there are other situations. An intelligence agency doesn't want to release all the details of its spy craft. A business might not want to reveal what dangerous chemicals it's using because that's part of a secret proprietary formula. How do you balance those interests?
Absolutely. In philosophy, the key word is deontology, and deontology is to tell the truth all the time. Gandhi said that there's two major values in the world. One is being truthful, and the other one is being nonviolent. Being truthful is hard in the abstract. If I'm the president of the United States and I know where the troops are hiding, should I tell the truth when the reporter asks me where are the troops hiding? I'd be putting people's lives at risk, and that would be wrong. So any value is wrong to be in an absolute. Having said that, it's what we want to aspire to. We want to be as truthful as we can. So there's always ways that we can couch something to say that, I'm sorry, but due to confidentiality, I just can't let you know that. But too often, managers will use that as an excuse not to share anything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're telling me it's confidential so you don't have to tell me, how do I know that it's confidential so you don't have to tell me?
And in a very, very limited amount of time, it'd be a matter of, have I committed an obligation to you to say that I'll protect that information? But most of the time, we could share a lot of information with a lot of people, and we're just afraid to do so. And people are afraid to handle that kind of an information. Because if I'm an employee, I want to be transparent. What happens if I think you're a lousy manager? What happens if I think you're a lousy CEO? Hey, Rob, guess what? I think you're doing a lousy job. you need to be politically in tune to be able to do that in a constructive manner without offending people. So that's the other challenge, is how can I be truthful in a way that's with kindness and respectful?
Talking to Dennis Collins from Edgewood College about transparency in businesses, government agencies, other organizations. Now, Dennis, let's take an organization like FIFA in the news, all over scandals, obviously a huge lack of transparency, among other problems, apparently, in their culture there. If somebody, the new head of FIFA, said, Dennis, how do we change the culture here? Where do you start? How do you start getting a more transparent workplace culture at an organization like that?
Several things. First of all, I'm sure a lot of people in FIFA knew those bribes were being made. Oftentimes, unethical people think they're getting away with things. People know. And anytime these scandals come out, employees will say, I thought that was going on. So the challenge then is how to give employees a voice so that they can articulate what's really happening. And the way you begin with is with your code of ethics. So most organizations have a code of ethics. And the code usually says, we will be truthful, we will respect everybody. So you begin with that code of ethics, and then you share that with your employees, and you say, let's assess this organization and how well we're doing here. We're FIFA. How honest are we with everybody? On a 1 to 5 scale, I'd have to score you low. And then let's talk about why you're scoring me low. Well, because we're paying bribes, and we all know you're paying bribes. And I'm afraid if I tell you that people are paying bribes, I'm going to get fired. So you want to have those kinds of honest discussions with people.
Do you need, almost in a situation like that, an independent ombudsperson in a way, so somebody can go outside of the hierarchy that could easily fire them for bringing these issues up?
What you need is a good leader. And we need good leaders. And a good leader is somebody that people can approach with their issues and their concerns. If you don't have a good leader, then you have to go to the outside person and have them step in. But ideally, the leadership should be able to do that by him or herself and say, please come to my office. I have an open door policy, and I mean it. Come to my office and talk to me about what's going on.
And we often see exactly the opposite in the Toma Veterans Administration facility scandal here in Wisconsin. Accusations that whistleblowers, people who tried to bring these issues up, were punished, fired, I think, in some cases. So does there need to be an outside legal mechanism to protect those whistleblowers in that instance?
We have whistleblowing laws to the gazoo. So we have plenty of laws. The challenge is enforcing the laws and taking the laws seriously. So it's a matter of saying, we do have these whistleblowing laws, and how can we implement these laws within these organizations that are trying to keep everything quiet? So that's really hard. And it's a real, I'm a whistleblower, so I blew the whistle on several things, and I lost my job as a result of that. And that's not helpful. I mean, it takes years and years and years for it to go through the lawsuit and through the judicial system. So those laws, they're good to have, but nonetheless, what you need are good leaders.
Briefly, as we wrap up, do you see a movement toward more transparency at large in our society?
Absolutely. The world gets more and more transparent every day, and we have the internet to thank for that, and we have democracy to thank for that. And the more we have democracy, and the more that the internet exposes everything that goes wrong, the more just the world will become.
Dennis, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
That was Dennis Collins, Professor of Management and Business Ethics at Edgewood College in Madison. His books include Business Ethics, How to Design and Manage Ethical Organizations.